This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And listen to the three of you talk. The three ladies in question, not questionable ladies, they are lovely ladies. Jennifer Horn, it's Victoria Keeling, Kara Schill. Oh, my God, this is funny. Doug Steffen is my name. Radio is the game, and we are here to discuss waste in any number of ways. And I do not mean that this program is a waste of time, but there are a lot of things that are going on in the world that are wasteful. I have three examples. Number one, the government, or the Senate, which is part of our government, passed a version of the $700 billion defense policy bill yesterday, the bigger, stronger military that we need, according to some, makes no mention. There is no focus. This is a vote, by the way, 79-8. So it's not like it was even political, because most everybody on both sides agreeing to do what really seems almost, it seems nonsensical to me in the world that we live in, especially when you consider how much of what this budget represents is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. And if we lived our lives this way, if you and your business, Jennifer, or Victoria, you and your business life, your personal life, any of us, Kara, if we wasted as much money in terms of percentages, we'd all be bankrupt. The Government Accounting Office admits or points to us the waste, the fraud, the corruption, to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. Matter of fact, the GAO office says that $460 billion, we eliminated the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, $460 billion would get us the same thing we're now spending $700 billion on. So how does that sit with the people who pay the... I'm doing my taxes at the moment. I'm looking at how much I have to pay, and you multiply it out, how much, Victoria, you pay, Jennifer, Kara, we all pay our taxes. And think about it in terms of how depressing it is that you kick in all of this dough. Your portion of this could be the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. Your money that you put in there could be what they're wasting. So how is it that we pay such little attention to this? Even at tax time, when I bring this up on April 15th, when people's money has to be in, I think, do you ever really, do you understand, do you know? And I don't want to sound like some preacher from on high, but it's nasty. And it gets to the core of our being.
I think it's true. There's a huge waste problem in this country. But if we're going to overspend somewhere, I mean, my tax dollars in California go to pay the defense fund of an illegal immigrant who's committed a crime and who's being deported. So I would rather have
money. Why do we have any of it, Jennifer? Why do we accept any of it? What I'm talking about with your time, why do we accept it?
I don't know. Because we just, you know... I don't know. I think because we're all out to lunch. I mean, our friend Rich McFadden always says if we had to write a check every week or every month when we get paid for our taxes that come out of our check, then it would be a revolution. And I think that's right. I think it's just everything gets automatically drawn out. We don't see it. People don't really follow where their money goes. It's ridiculous.
All right. Next item of waste. Victoria, this is right up your alley.
Uh-oh.
I've picked things that are for... everybody here. Well, I don't know about Kara. I'm not sure. But I think Kara and you would be on the same page. And Jennifer is as well. I'm looking at a different way to understand food that gets wasted. You know, we talk about this with some regularity, and it sounds unpleasant because it is. But it But let's bring it down to everybody's kitchen. Analyze your kitchen garbage. When I tell you that we waste 133 billion pounds of garbage a year, it doesn't mean anything. But if you get down to you and how much your family tosses out, the average American family tosses out 2 million calories, $1,500 worth of food every year. That's the average American family. Forget about the billions of pounds. Think about you and what you're doing with the resources. And it includes the water that it takes to grow the food, right? The money it takes to transport the food, the things that are used, the animals, if you will, whatever it is. I think about the milk in our country, the family farmers, the dairy farmers who are throwing milk away because the price is so low, the protests of in this circumstance. But it's the food insecurity in the world versus our food security. It just makes me think about...
Well, forget about the rest of the world. There are plenty of people in our own country who are labeled as food insecure.
Right.
I mean, kids who, you know, during the summertime, when they don't have a school lunch program, they may not eat, actual square
and
meal a day.
The government gets in the way of this all the time, Victoria.
Yeah,
you know, in New York,
yeah.
Instead of giving food that's left over to homeless people, you got to throw it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And look at the way the companies... set up. When you go into a grocery store, food store, or whatever, and you pick out your strawberries, you pick out your apples, or whatever it is, the corn, if you see a wormhole, you're not going to buy that apple. Yet that apple is just as good. It may have a wormhole in it, but we throw that fruit out. I mean, there are now a couple of companies that are buying the fruit and selling it, but in the main, we still are wasting tons and tons of produce. I was looking at a stat here in my hometown where we have two farms that produce, one's organic and one's regular in terms of fruits and vegetables and stuff. They figured between the two of them that they waste 50 tons of food a year. Ugh. Just because people don't come and buy it or it falls onto the ground or whatever it is, and they... I mean, think about all of the ripe, nutritious, luscious fruit. Lemons, oranges, grapefruit. And then corn and radishes and beets and lettuce and spinach and stuff. Just goes pshht. So the reason I'm bringing it to your attention is because I think that it makes much more sense to bring it down to you and your family than it does for me to say, like I did a couple of weeks ago, oh, my God, can you believe hundreds of billions of dollars? No, that doesn't mean anything to you, does it? Really? It doesn't mean anything. But if you think about what you toss after you finish dinner at night, or the things that we toss because we buy too much of it, I'm guilty of that. I know. I am.
Or if just even, and what I have been trying to be a lot better about is, you know, leftovers.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of leftovers, which mm-hmm. all my friends make fun of me for, but I have the best of intentions and then I just never want to eat the leftovers. But since we started composting our food waste, it has dramatically helped. We don't have we don't take the garbage out nearly as much anymore. Yeah. I mean, everything gets composted, and in New York City, everything goes out. When you go and dump your compost into the weekly drop-off, that all gets reused, and it helps, you know, fertilize Central Park and all the areas around us. So it's such an easy thing to do. It really is.
One of the fellas who's running for mayor in my community was changing from town government to city government, and the guy I support actually wants me to start a business. He wants to have the town pick up, instead of the regular rubbish that can be burned, the recyclables. He wants to have a third bin for food
mm-hmm.
that I can
That's
bring to
idea.
The farm and make
yep.
a compost heap out of it.
Yep. Would you need all that, though? Could you use all of that?
Well, if I can, I can sell it. It's a business.
Yeah, oh, people buy it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, people buy
it. In New York, they offer to give you a bag of compost back, like, once it's gone through the process.
Yeah.
So if you have a home garden or something, then it's great for that. But, people pay a lot of money, especially for organic stuff like that.
Yep, yeah.
It's amazing how much money people will pay.
And we have leftovers a couple times a week, depending on how many nights a week we eat together. And the other night we had, I bought too much for dinner on Sunday night. Was it Sunday or was it last night? Monday. It was Saturday night I bought stuff. So Sunday night we had what was left over. It was a couple of cod cakes, some fish, and some lettuce and spinach. That's what we had. And it was fine. I like, frankly, sometimes what they always say about leftover pizza, it always tastes better than the second time you eat it.
I disagree with that, but yes.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. All right, in a moment, stand by. Jennifer updates us on what's on television tonight. We're keeping our fingers crossed. There's actually going to be something worthwhile to watch. So stand by or sit down. Keep your ears open. That's next here on DJV.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jen, television tonight, please. Wait a minute. Do we need Kara to talk about The Bachelor? Is there any kind of a Bachelor show?
It's all over for a few months.
Oh,
over. We're
God.
Back in Dancing with the Stars territory.
Well,
which
Kara, you like Dancing
night.
With the Stars. Are you a fan? You like all of that stuff with the hootie hotties and hoodies, right?
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars.
Haven't
what?
You?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I never really care about the celebrities. I don't watch football. They always have football players. I don't really care about them.
What about Nikki Bella? Hello.
Sorry, I've never watched wrestling stuff. Sorry.
Who's Nikki Bella?
She's one half of the Bella Twins.
And who are they?
She's a wrestler.
She's a wrestler.
Okay.
Engaged to John Cena, sure.
Yeah.
All right, tonight on TV, there is Dancing with the Stars, but let's talk about America's Got Talent, because it's come down to all of this. The top 10 finalists perform at the Dolby Theater for your votes one last time. According to all the polls, two young girls, Darcy Lynn Farmer and Angelica Hale, are leading the pack. They'll win $1 million, which will be announced at the end of Wednesday's finale. So it all starts tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. Speaking of wrestling and the Bella Twins, WWE has SmackDown at 8 on USA. If you'd like to
I just Googled the Bella Twins. They look like they could wrestle their way out of a paper bag.
Okay, you tell them that.
You should go against them. You should call them up and see if you can fight them. See how that goes for you.
If you want to think back to some old favorites from the news cycle of years past, The Murder of Lacey Peterson airs at 10 p.m. on A&E.
My
it's a six-part series
that's
like wrapping
going back
up.
To O.J. and
Diana with the 90-minute finale. That's right. Hillary Clinton, you miss her. Speaking of old news cycles, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is at 11:35 on CBS. Hillary Clinton will discuss her book and, of course, her run for the White House in 2016. Also tonight, Dance Moms is new on Lifetime at 8. That's a good one. Below Deck, a fun show on Bravo, new at 9. And Chopped, how about that? New at 10 on the Food Network.
Really? That's it?
Below Deck is great.
There's Leah Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath. That's a great show. That's at 8 p.m. on A&E.
That's just a rehash.
New Bizarre Foods, 9 p.m. on Travel Channel.
It's a rehash of the same old garbage.
You could watch Jerry Before Seinfeld, which premieres on Netflix tonight.
I want to watch Jerry Before Springer. Where's that show?
That might be running for governor soon.
Springer's running for governor?
Perhaps.
Where?
Where else? Ohio.
California?
I look forward to.
Ohio, where he lives.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the world seem better.
Lady Gaga is postponing the European leg of her world tour, the Joanne World Tour. Something's going on here that may be a little more serious than was originally thought, is our hypotheses. She said that her monsters are reeling. She's postponing the tour till next year. I've always been honest about my physical and mental health struggles, explaining that she'd been searching for years to get to the bottom of her pain. Quote, as I get stronger and when I feel ready, I'll tell my story in more depth. Plan to take this on strongly so I can not only raise awareness, but expand research for others who suffer as I do, so I can make a difference. The cruelty of social media. Online accusations she was using her condition as an excuse to get out of touring. I love
which is
accuse her of that? She's so hardworking.
Yeah, I think the only reason that happened is because that's pretty much what Kanye did. So I think that that's on the
but look
sort
at the
of
credibility of Kanye.
It's on people's minds. Yeah, I know.
Her, I mean, he's got no credibility. He's a jerk. And this lady is somebody who's been working hard. Seems
right.
Like a decent enough sort. She said, quote, I'm a fighter. I use the word suffer not only because trauma and chronic pain have changed my life, but because they are keeping me from living a normal life. They're keeping me from what I love the most in the world, performing. So hold a good thought for Gaga.
Yeah.
Maybe, again, something going on there. Maybe we'll learn sooner or later, and then Maybe that'll help people who have whatever it is that she has.
Yeah, she's very open, and she's always shared about her previous struggles. But the reason, you know, when she said that she's going to share it in the future, is that that's kind of what makes me think that there's something else going on, too, that's different than what she's been going through.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Something seems to be happening with her bones. I mean, she's in her 20s, and she's already, well, now she's in her 30s, but when she was in her 20s, she had a hip replacement surgery, and that's not normal. No matter how much dancing you do, that's not normal.
No. All right, next up on the musical list, the info news from the world of music, John Fogerty. Got some new music. This is a guy who has it in terms of rock and roll. I always thought he was one of the great rock artists. Signed an exclusive record deal for a new solo album and to reissue his solo catalog. All right. So this is a program that kicks off November 17th. 20th anniversary release of Fogerty's Grammy Award-winning album, Blue Moon Swamp, in various configurations and with a new cover. He's from Creedence, for those of you who don't remember CCR. Fogerty is also at work on his solo album for next year, first new one for 5 years. It's called Wrote a Song for Everyone. Collection of his best-known songs performed with artists like the Foo Fighters, Bob Seger. I look forward to that. The two of them together would be a great combo. Miranda Lambert, Jennifer Hudson, but Bob, I could see Bob Seger. That sounds like a good match. The reissue of Blue Moon Swamp, which was named Best Rock Album at the 1998 Grammys, holds a special place in his heart as its creation signaled a rebirth for him after a lawsuit.
That crazy lawsuit where he was sued for sounding too much like himself.
Yeah, right. Hey. All right, 28 after.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, 9 major automotive brands have skipped the 2017 Frankfurt Auto Show. This is a continuing trend with major automotive brands. One major automotive company told us that the costs are astronomical to attend major shows. An ex-Kia employee told us that they paid $148 for a single chair to be put out at a North American show. Manufacturers pay millions of dollars for their space and displays at the world's automotive shows. Look for more non-automotive show events in the future. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The X Factor on the radio is the DJV show. I'm Doug from D. That is Victoria from V. Kara Schillen represents a letter that we haven't used in the DJV. We could say DJV and C. A little cumbersome, but right? Wouldn't it be
great?
Little,
right? That's, I'm glad to be described as cumbersome.
No, only the C is. It doesn't work with DJ and V. But you are there, given full credit for being at the controls in our studio in Washington. People in the news, and then we're going to focus on giving and what it is that makes giving so important, giving to the right organization, how the money is used, a great example of that coming up in a few minutes. First, though, the story of Meghan Markle and the Prince. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to... what? Ding dong,
chime.
Bells are going to chime. That's it, thank you. So anyway, she has asked, they're getting married, they must be getting married, because she asked, what's her face, to be her best maid, or maiden, or what are they, best...
ask
best,
who?
Best lady?
Maid of honor?
Thank you. The bride's, yeah, maid of honor, thank you.
Oh my God. In a lot of ways. We really sound like we know what we're talking about.
Well, right? I'm not an expert in being married. Thank heavens for that.
So who's her maid of honor? I don't know if we've determined that yet.
They haven't even announced an engagement yet. I think everyone is rushing these two to get married and maybe give them a little time.
Yeah, I read the interview. Haven't they only been dating for a little over
a
year?
She asked Kate Middleton to be her maid of honor, according to this story.
Mm. Where are we reading this?
there needs to be a whole segment of
Yahoo
where did you
news.
Get that from, Doug?
Yahoo News.
Mm.
Are they illegitimate? No?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's a link to something else, I don't know. But I also don't think she would have Kate Middleton, a person that she just met a year, maybe not even a year ago. I doubt that would be her maid of honor.
It also seems weird to have, I don't know. Do you normally have married people as your maid of honor?
Well, you have a matron.
Matron, yeah.
It's just,
I can't imagine the two of them. I don't know. It seems like it would be weird for her to be the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't believe that they're engaged.
Right.
They've only known each other since June 2016. That's not a lot of time.
Really?
Yeah. To put yourself on that level of scrutiny and to be on a world stage like that, and then to marry into a royal family, I think Harry's going to learn from William. William dated Kate for, 7 years or 8 years they were together?
Yes, and weren't they together all through university?
Yep.
Yeah. I would do the same thing if I were him.
Yep.
Okay, I guess I didn't get that right. Well, how about Monica Lewinsky and Chelsea Clinton becoming best friends?
Oh, boy.
You don't think that's possible?
I hope not.
Really?
Well, that would just be weird.
Really?
Don't you think that would be weird, Doug? Really?
Listen, I'm just throwing it out there to see if it sticks on the wall. You asked, trying to...
Look, let me just say, if my father cheated on my mother with someone, we would not be friends.
Right.
No.
Ever. I don't know if I would be friends with my dad either.
Really?
I'm sure that was hard for her. Yeah.
It was very hard for her. Yeah, the reality of it was very hard. I was just joshing you, Kara. All right. This is not a Josh moment. The story of one of the greatest American heroes, Mitchell Flint, written about in Tom Brokaw's book, The Greatest Generation. He died in L.A. over the weekend at the age of 94. He has a very interesting story. I'd heard of him before, because they have a tribute to him in Israel, because he was credited with starting the Israeli Air Force. But he wasn't Jewish, and he was an American. His story starts in World War II. He flew during all of World War II, during the Korean War. He was a bomber pilot in the War of Independence for Israel, the only pilot in history ever to fly in wartime combat in what are arguably the four greatest fighter planes of World War II, the Corsair, the P-51 Mustang, the German ME-109 Messerschmitt, and the Spitfire, the British Spitfire. He knew how to fly them all. And it was just really a story starting from Midwest, as many of these stories start. Grew up on a farm. Got his naval aviator wings of gold in Corpus Christi, went right to work on the USS Wasp. He flew the Corsair.
I've been on that ship.
The Wasp?
I was on the I was with a group of journalists covering Fleet Week in New York. And
really?
They flew us out 40 miles out into the ocean, and we landed on the Wasp, and we rode the Wasp all the way in. It took pretty much the whole day. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had, just getting to know all the soldiers and the Marines.
Yeah.
And it was really an incredible, and that's an incredible ship, too. It's not one of the larger ones that were in Fleet Week, but it had the belly of it was so massive, and it holds all the tanks and everything that gets dropped off here, there, and everywhere. It was really an amazing experience.
Yeah. I just think this guy was the first guy to shoot down a kamikaze pilot in World War II. He has all kinds of firsts. He came back to the United States, became a practicing attorney in Hollywood, but also stayed very active. And then he went back into service. Whenever there was a problem, whenever there was a war, he'd jump back into the planes
Anyway, it's a long story, great story. He flew Israel's first Independence Day parade. Yeah, he flew in it. And he set up the first Israeli fighter squadron, 12 fighter planes left over from World War II from the Americans. There's a book about him called Angels in the Sky that is really kind of, I just looked at it in a cursory fashion last night, doing his exploits, honored by most of the prime ministers of Israel. One of these guys that just he's a true life hero. And there's got to be a movie about this guy sometime. This is a Clint Eastwood movie. It's got it written all over. You look at this guy, there's a picture of him online, Mitchell Flint. He looks like a tough cookie. And from all reports, he was.
Yeah, wow.
So, something to think about in terms of, I guess, years gone by. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, don't forget, it's your time for Your Pillow from MyPillow. MyPillow.com. They're underscoring the fabulous deal they have right now so you can get a better night's sleep. Every MyPillow stays cool and in place. It has a patented fill that lets you push the pillow around just to where you want it. Two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off. Yep, 50% off the four-pack when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. I've caught you at the right moment. I know you're thinking, you had a lousy night last night. I need new pillows. Here's the time. Now, get on the computer. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on your new MyPillows.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Now, 44 past the hour, time for us to focus on health and nutrition. There's been a survey done by the folks at the March of Dimes. This is a prenatal survey to figure out the importance, and this is becoming, I think, Victoria, sort of a theme here. We've been talking about this off and on quite regularly lately. So we've invited the president of the March of Dimes, Stacy Stewart, to talk about the strategy the March of Dimes is using after going through the results of this survey. So let's get into the importance of educating women. I guess maybe because this is about during the pregnancy, or is this actually a run-up to getting pregnant, keeping women healthy before they get pregnant? Is that what this focus really is, Stacy?
Well, first of all, Doug and Victoria, thank you for inviting me this morning. And you raised a great point. The March of Dimes is the leading organization focusing on healthy moms and healthy babies. And we just published a new survey today, our prenatal health and nutrition survey, that shows that about 34% of women, only 34% of women, are actually taking the recommended vitamins that they need in order to prevent birth defects in their babies. And what we know is that many pregnancies are unplanned. About 50% of pregnancies are unplanned. So So the earlier that women take the recommended vitamins that they need, even before pregnancy, as they're preparing to become pregnant, or just if they're of childbearing age, the better prepared they are to prevent their babies from developing birth defects, certain birth defects of the brain and spine especially. If women are taking, for example, 400 micrograms of folic acid, even before pregnancy, that will go a long way to helping to prevent the birth defects of the brain and spine for their baby. So that is a new finding to say that we have a lot more work to do to make sure that more women are aware of this.
Wow. So what about allergies and the whole problem of allergies? Is there a way to address that? Is there something that came out of the survey that gives you an idea of how to handle that?
Well, one of the things that's really important for many women who want to become pregnant is for them to visit their doctor and make sure that they're taking and doing all that they can do to make sure they're as healthy as they can be. And we really recommend that women follow the instructions of their doctor. What we're really talking about today is the fact that many women are not able or not taking advantage of what we know exists based on research, taking advantage of the things that they need to know and the things they need to do to make sure that their babies are protected from birth defects. Folic acid is an important nutrient, and there are many other recommended vitamins that are important to prevent birth defects, but folic acid is particularly important. If a woman is taking at least 400 micrograms of folic acid before she's pregnant and then when she becomes pregnant, increases that to 600 micrograms, she can prevent those birth defects that really affect thousands of babies today, especially birth defects such as spina bifida, which is a birth defect of the spinal cord, and other birth defects as well. So we want to make sure that if there are other health concerns, certainly a woman is receiving the advice of her medical provider, but we also want to make sure that women are doing what they can do on an everyday basis to make sure their babies are as healthy as they can be.
So, Victoria, how does this square with how you ingest vitamins and minerals?
As a woman, I feel like we all know or we hear about folic acid and the importance of it. But it seems unclear. And like you said, you know, so many pregnancies are unplanned. So how far in advance, if someone is trying to plan a pregnancy, how far in advance would you want to start taking folic acid?
Do we lose?
I'm having a little problems hearing you. What I would say is that, I wasn't sure if you said how far in advance you
mm-hmm.
need to know.
Yes.
So one of the things that we are discovering is that the earlier that a woman is taking the recommended vitamins, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because women are having babies and they may not be expecting to have babies, or they may want to have babies at some point but may not know that they're getting pregnant at that particular moment, the sooner that they're taking the recommended vitamins and getting the kind of nutrients that are important to prevent birth defects, the better it is for
right.
the baby, the better it is for her. So if a woman is of childbearing age, usually between the ages of 18 and then to her late 40s, we certainly recommend that they're getting all of the recommended vitamins. And again, a doctor's advice can be very important in this, but what we know based on research is that 400 micrograms is really important to prevent the kinds of birth defects we're talking about today, especially those
right.
affecting the brain and the spine. And then that increases to about 600 micrograms through pregnancy. But what we also know is that there are other kinds of nutrients that are really important as well. Again, medical advice is really important.
All right, Stacy Stewart, thank you. Check out marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You, Penguin, I'd call help right now.
When we get through with you, Penguin, you'll be hollering uncle instead of daddy.
Are you bungling, Valinsky? Always sticking your nose in my business. Well, this time I'm going to teach you a lesson.
As long as you're holding classes, Penguin, perhaps you'd include Batgirl, too.
Batgirl?
Batgirl?
Batgirl!
Batgirl?
Bats! I'm surrounded by bats!
That was Burgess Meredith, by the way, playing... all I could think of when I heard him say Batgirl is that show Marlo Thomas was in called That Girl. Do you remember that? Anybody remember that?
That was a sexy show also.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And the reason we play it, Doug, is because Batgirl first appeared in Batman 50 years ago last week. 50 years ago, Yvonne Craig played Batgirl. She's actually really good. Gave that show a lot of energy in its second season. I really was a fan of that character on that show. I thought it had a fun tone. I liked the show overall. And today would have been Adam West's birthday, who passed away. He played Batman a couple months ago.
Was he one of the ones... Boy, did they mess that... The Emmy show was awful anyway. But they really messed up on the In Memoriam. They left out a lot of people. Who died last year, and I think Adam West was one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
They left out a ton, like 25 people.
Really? That many people passed away in the business last year?
There were 46, I think, on the, if I remember seeing this correctly, 46 were in the In Memoriam segment, and then they were flooded with all kinds of Facebook criticism, appropriately so, for leaving out some of the biggest names of people who passed away. I mean, Harry Dean Stanton died 2 or 3 days before. They didn't even get him in.
He wasn't even in it?
Oh. No. Wasn't
wow.
He. Yeah, exactly. What a bunch
well,
of
Well, he, in his case, I think he's more of a movie actor.
He did a lot of television. 50 different episodic television shows.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. All right.
Who might argue with Doug Stephens?
Thank you very much, Chuck. It's good. Don't be messing
with
me.
I'll take you on two times tomorrow.
All right, twice tomorrow. Fall and the better options on the big screen. Movie news up next here.
Blood cancers are the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., yet many don't know the impact of the blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. Blood Cancer Awareness Month in September provides the opportunity for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to change that. Someone who knows firsthand the effects of blood cancer is actor and singer Charles Esten, whose daughter was diagnosed with leukemia.
Our Addie was diagnosed when she was 2.5 years old. Today, she's a happy, healthy high school senior, and that is why we're supporters of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. In its 68-year history, LLS has invested more than $1 billion in research to advance cancer treatments and cures. And the progress made in the blood cancers is helping patients with other cancers and chronic diseases. But there's more work to be done to save more lives. LLS encourages everyone to help us raise awareness of blood cancer this month. Everyone can make an impact. Join the fight this September. Visit LLS.org.
To learn more, call 1-800-955-4572 or visit LLS.org.
Hi, Sir Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
Why don't you go through your movie news, then I'm going to look at some of these.
I got one story. Tell me what you think. Some news on Beverly Hills Cop 4. Tom Hardy and Channing Tatum, reportedly two names being floated about as possible major co-stars alongside Eddie Murphy in a fourth installment in this once popular franchise. Is it me, or did Howard Hughes make more public appearances than Eddie Murphy? I don't know. You know, I love the first Beverly Hills Cop. I thought it was an awesome movie in 1984. I must have saw it like 10 times in the movie theater. I thought the second one was good. The third one was awful. But is anybody really going to care about a fourth entry in this franchise than Eddie Murphy? Really?
It
would excite you?
Well, I don't think.
Let me ask you a question. Karen, Victoria, do you even know what Beverly Hills Cop is?
Yes.
Really? You'd be excited to see a fourth one?
No. I mean, I think that the originals, I think they're like fun 80s movies. So I like that, but I don't think we need one
now. How do you know until you can see
what they put
in the trailer?
But, you know, they have to stop putting Channing Tatum in every reboot. You know, he already did 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street. They can't, and then now he's in Kingsman. They can't keep putting him in every reboot. It's just going to, I don't know, I don't think it works.
I guess the question I have is, why doesn't Eddie Murphy make movies? Like, he really works.
It's because he's doing music. Literally saw this on 60 Minutes or something, and he is very serious about his music, even though it's terrible.
Okay.
That's where he puts all his money.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
If you look around, is The Kingsman the most exciting fall movie?
Yeah, I think it'll have a very good opening weekend. Yeah. I mean, it has a good fan base because the first film, I think, was very entertaining, has a nice following, and it's a franchise that I think will go on more than two movies.
Opens up this weekend for those of you who are...
Yeah, I think it'll do well. I think it's going to have a good opening weekend.
All right, there's a prediction. Chuck Curry, our movie man, on the DJV Experience, 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.